In the name of Jesus, amen. Ever been interrupted by someone or something? Who hasn't, right? How do you react to interruptions? Interruptions are at least a little bit annoying. You're in deep thought, trying to concentrate and get something done, and suddenly, an interruption. How do you handle it? Some people lose their groove, can't really get back to what they were doing. Others put aside what they're doing and adapt to the new reality with grace and poise, we hope, and make the best out of an unexpected situation. I love those YouTube videos of classical soloists playing concertos with great orchestras in grand concert halls. The virtuosity, the technical prowess, the musicianship, the beauty of such performance. And suddenly, when you least expect it, right in the middle of the most technically challenging and beautiful part of the concerto, the performance gets interrupted by the loud, unmistakable sound of a cell phone someone forgot to turn off. And then the soloist's reaction. The sound of the phone is so piercing that the show simply cannot go on. An interruption. How to handle it? Now, in this video, you get two types of reactions I've seen. In one video, a concert pianist, visibly annoyed and angry, stops the performance altogether. There is silence, deadly silence. Everyone's stunned. It feels as if the world has come to an end. In another video, we see something quite different. The musician, a violinist, while at first annoyed a little by the interruption, stops the performance, waits until the sound comes to an end, and then proceeds to finish the piece. But rather than just finishing the piece, and to the delightful surprise of the audience, the musician adapts to the new reality. He gets kind of creative and starts to imitate the sound coming out of the phone. He plays a number of scales based on the sound of the cell phone after that, and then modulates from the musical key of the phone sound to the key of the piece he was originally performing, and graciously ends the piece. The audience is stunned, and they're elated. The world was crumbling around for a moment, and yet this musician adapted to the new situation, incorporated the new in-breaking sound into the telling of his musical story. What musician are you like? How do you react to interruptions? Well, in the gospel for today, Jesus interrupts a group of people who marvel at the beauty of the temple, who can't say enough good things about it, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, and then when people are enjoying themselves the most, swept by the magnificence of things, Jesus comes in and speaks, dare we say, an annoying word. As for these things that you see, the days will come where they will not be left here, one stone upon another, that will not be thrown down. Jesus is like that darn cell phone. Imagine we're talking about the beautiful stained glass windows of this chapel and reveling in the magnificent colors, light, perspective, shapes. Suddenly Jesus shows up and tells us that this whole thing will come to an end someday. Cell phone moment. An unsettling interruption, to say the least. The question is, what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do when that cell phone rings? How will we respond? Will we stop playing, become paralyzed with fear or anger as the world around us crumbles down? Or will we stop, listen carefully, adapt to the new truth, and then continue to play the music? It'll be different, it'll sound different, but you keep going. Well, it's easy to become paralyzed and stop playing when you hear of wars and tumults, of nation rising against nation, of great earthquakes and famines and pestilences and terrors. When we hear of the degradation of the environment or displaced persons due to war and economic needs and floods and hurricanes destroying lives, victims of violence and human trafficking, followers of Jesus being martyred, churches closing shop, people losing their faith. We can listen to all this, it's too much to bear. The sound is just too much. And like that pianist, overcome beyond repair by the interruption, you can just stop playing altogether. All hope is lost. And that's the end of it. Interruptions will come, all right. They will annoy us, perhaps even crush us. Yet Jesus also interrupts us with words of assurance as we face the signs of the end. He says to his disciples and to us, "And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified." Speaking of persecutions, Jesus says, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish." And when Jesus speaks of the sounds and sights of the end of earth and the heavens, ushering in the coming of the Son of Man, he tells his disciples and us, "Straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. All hope is not lost. The music will go on." Friends in Christ, we see all these signs of the end now. They interrupt our lives. They remind us that the Lord is near, that the Son of Man is coming. But these signs should not paralyze us. "Have no fear, little flock, for your Father has given you the kingdom." Do not lose hope. Redemption is coming. Redemption is ours in the name of Jesus. When we're just having a good old time, feeling complacent and comfortable enough with our lives, Jesus interrupts us with these unpleasant words about destruction and wars and persecutions. The cell phone rings in the middle of the concerto. Jesus' interruptions might not be pleasant, but we need them. He breaks into our lives. He makes us pause to hear his truth. So we pay attention. We listen to his voice, kind of like the violinist who, instead of quitting, stopped, listened, regrouped, and then continued to play. He adjusted to the new inbreaking of the sound from above and incorporated what we heard into the musical story. He did not despair. He embraced the interruption with grace and poise. He made the truth his own. And through his instrument, he told everyone about it. And so, Jesus calls us to do the same, to embrace his interruptions in our lives, to make his truth our own. He interrupts us to warn us. The cell phone rings as a warning. It's important to stop what we're doing for a moment, to stop playing and listen to Jesus. When the signs of the end are around us, Some will begin to speak doom and gloom. They will take any opportunity to crush our spirit, to stop the music altogether, to extinguish the hope of redemption, to make us give up on Jesus and his promises. And here, Jesus tells us, see that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. Jesus also interrupts us to remind us of who we are and our mission in this world that is passing away. The cell phone rings, indeed interrupts us so that we may seize the day. Yes, the church will be persecuted in these last days, but rather than being paralyzed by this, or perhaps more likely among us, rather than complaining about how bad Christians have it, Jesus tells us, this will be your opportunity to bear witness. For I will give you a mouth of wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. Let us be like that violinist who stops when the cell phone rings, imitates, takes in the new sounds he hears on his instrument, makes the truth his own, and then plays this new sound to tell the story. He now plays a new song, a Jesus song, and through his instrument tells the story of the redemption of the whole creation to all who will hear it. He bears witness to Jesus until the end of the show, in the midst of a tough situation, indeed, until the end of the world. Friends in Christ, it is Jesus calling. See that you are not led astray. Bear witness. Straighten up. Raise your heads. Your redemption is near. Come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Amen.